we have a, we need to consider what is available to us right now, what do we have? And at any point in time, not just the mandatory 5-year period, we can go back and amend the capital improvement project list to include the south plant should an agreement be reached. And then at that point, all of the calculations could be redone. Because recall that it's not just an extension of a new line to go to that plant. Some of the other lines from this green shaded area would all have to be upsized to carry the flow in that direction as well. And so there would be a drastic number of capital improvement projects that would have to be analyzed at that point. Is that correct?
That is correct. And as a reminder, that once we get through the initial impact fee study that has a 2-public hearing process, the next time it would just be 1 public hearing. So if we're able to reach an agreement with the alternative wastewater treatment plant, we would then update the capital improvements plan. Assuming not too much time has passed, we wouldn't even really have to change the land use assumptions. I could come to you with, in one meeting, give you the updated calculations, and then we could go to public hearing with the city council. So it wouldn't be quite as long of a process to update it.
Yeah, Vice Chair Robinson, I appreciate your comments that this is what we're doing now and that it can be amended in 5 years out or something. So thank you very much, and that's fine with me now.
I appreciate your comments.
I appreciate you being here. So please continue.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion on the...
I did not like my Italian sandwich. I ate part of it. I threw the rest away. I'm eating a ham sandwich now. I don't like onions. I just didn't have onions on it. So that's my only comment. Go ahead.
So looking at the next steps in this process, we'll be going to public hearing on the land...
Point of order. Yeah, is there a way to just say that there could be an assumption that the southern system could be used as well as part of this plan?
So that option was evaluated in the Thonhoff engineering report that we used. The alternative that we presented tonight is the recommended alternative, and we can't include the infrastructure for the southern option in this study. We could say that if there are changes in the plans for wastewater treatment plant in the future, that the impact fee should be reevaluated.
Any other questions?
So we'll be going to public hearing with the City Council on the land use assumptions and the CIP. Then we'll be conducting the impact fee calculations. We'll be back with you to present those calculations and get your recommendation to City Council, and then we'll have the second public hearing. This is a look at the schedule. For your information, the next time I'll be here is December 8th. The next time we'll be meeting as the Capital Improvements Advisory Committee, and then planning to wrap up the project by March.
Any questions or discussion?
Yeah, Vice Chair Robinson, let me ask one out of left field. I may be missing something here for either not reading it or way ahead of it, but I haven't heard anything about fees.
Right. So because this is a new program, we first have to have a public hearing on the land use assumptions and the capital improvements plan, and then we calculate the fee next. But you won't have to go through this again next time.
Any other questions? All right, please continue.
That's all I have.
That's it? All right, cool. All right, so we go ahead, at this time we're going to do the
public hearings for each one.
Hey, while if we're paying her by the hour, can we get her in at the beginning? So she doesn't have to sit through the whole meeting.
True.
So in the future, we will notify all of the applicants of that for the P&Z. The reason those were held first was because of the public hearing component and trying to stay consistent with that. We do have the option of changing it to another day, but we try not to change the time when people know to be here.
And I do think the next meeting will be a little bit longer because I will be going through the calculation, and we may need to have some discussion about what you want your recommendation to council to be. You know, if you want to have residential versus non-residential, or if you want to set it lower than the maximum allowable. Those are all going to be kind of some decisions we need to make the next time we meet. So there could be lengthier discussion unless you just decide to go with the maximum allowable.
I understand, but I figure you probably have family you'd like to be with.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, so we're to the point here to
formally open the public hearing, and we ask that you take one at a time.
All right, good. All right, so the we're on the discuss and consider land use assumption for the 2022 impact fee area. And
I apologize, Mr. Chair. I got P&Z on the brain. This
open?
Is not a public
yeah.
meeting. It is a new business. And so we do need a motion from you. The motions do need to be separate.
Very good. All right, guys, y'all know where we are here? And lady, I keep saying guys, sorry. Do I have a motion at this time?
Commissioner Shine, to make a motion that we approve the presented land use assumptions for the 2022 impact fee area as presented by Ms. Fetcher.
Thank you, Commissioner Shine. Do I have a second? All right. Commissioner, any discussion?
Assumption on the land use assumptions is that right now we're at 125 connections and that we're anticipating to grow to 1500 connections over the next 10 years. And then we did include your updated land use map, which is up for discussion after this item.
Approved 70 tonight. We didn't approve a plan.
Yeah.
We saw 70.
All right, commissioners, any other discussion at this time? Young lady?
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson approved.
Commissioner Webster.
Commissioner Webster approved.
Commissioner Shine.
Commissioner Shine approved.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann approved.
Commissioner Carey.
Commissioner Carey approved.
Thank you.
It passes 6-0. Next is going to be discuss and consider capital improvements plan for the 2022 impact fee area. I'm going to skip her. We don't need her or her. Let's back to us again here as far as the motion. Commissioner McCann, make a motion to approve. Right on, bro. Right on. Hey, Commissioner McCann makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Carey, a second.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, any discussion, commissioners?
Chairman Robinson.
Vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson approved.
Commissioner Webster.
Commissioner Webster approved.
Commissioner Shine.
Commissioner Shine approved.
Commissioner McCann. Commissioner Carey.
Commissioner Carey approved.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Next item are reports from SEAC members, alternates. Are there any members or alternate members who wish to speak at this time? Are there any staff comments?
No, sir.
I like hearing them. Good. Okay. And hearing nothing further, we are adjourning the regular meeting of the SEAC at 7:52 p.m. There.
7:47.
Oh crap, 7:47. God bless it. There's a little bit of a shine on there, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not shine, shine.
Mm-hmm.
Can we change that? That is incorrect. That's the correct time. It's 7:47 p.m.
Thank
7:47 p.m.
Noted. Christina, just as a clarification, we would need to reopen the meeting for the Planning and Zoning Commission for item Z21-23. -F.
We would need to reopen the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, reestablish that everyone's here, and then we start back with Z2123 where we left off.
Thank you.
We would have to open the, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
One second. I got to find it first. It's right here somewhere. It's, I think my brother keeps taking my paperwork. Oh, you were so good. Okay, this is, we're going to go ahead and reopen our meeting, our planning and zoning meeting at 7:48 p.m. 7:48, did you get that down there?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate everybody helping me up here. All right. Okay, so we're to, did I already read all this or not? So now it's for Utah, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. There we go.
Okay, so as you all know, we've been at this for some time now. Back before Joseph left, we started our process in updating the future land use map. We've had several months where we've gone back and forth and broke the city into different sections, and this is your first time to see it as the entire city all put together as one. We do have in your packet the proposed land uses are the same that we've had. We're just putting them back up on the screen to reiterate what we're looking at. The residential estates being the single family residential with the larger acreage. And then our low density residential being the R1, R1I, R1A, which is your garden homes, and your planned development residential would be allowed within those particular within that particular land use classification. Medium density residential, R1M, R1I, R1A, R2, R2I, RT1, RMU, and RMH would be the zoning districts allowed within that particular land use category. It is important to note that our infill dwelling are passed via separate ordinances and are only applicable to certain geographic locations within the city. We would recommend that we stay with those geographic areas, and so that would be the caveat in the medium density residential. Land uses in high density residential are your multifamily dwellings, so anything over a duplex, and your planned development mixed use. So that would also include like your mixed use different types of residential put together in the same planned area, as well as your commercial on bottom and residential on top. Proposed land uses, community center. What we have called community centers are your low density commercial. So your office districts in B1, your B2 neighborhood districts, B3 local business districts, and your planned development business would all qualify as zoning districts within the community centers. So thinking more of your mom and pop convenience type places within subdivisions. And our regional centers are more of our larger commercial. This would include the B4, B5, planned development, and planned development mixed use. The planned development mixed use has a little bit of, this would be more heavily on the commercial if you wanted to do that. Your B4 being where we have our T overlays are allowed within your B4. I would not recommend changing the T overlay requirements that keep it in those particular sections. And that's also the area where we have our bars and that type of thing. This particular zoning would be for those more intense, more commercial uses. Parks and open spaces, we decided to go ahead and make that. We had discussions on making that its own land use. That way we could clearly identify those protected areas that have been dedicated to the city or offer some type of recreational service. This helps us identify those areas that are not likely to be processed as something else in the future. Overlook utilization, this particular area is R1, R1R, PDR, and PDM. What we would look to for the future for this particular land use area is having some type of zoning to correspond with this land use. So that would be something that would be the next step after adoption of our land use. Okay, how are we going to get there and actually move forward with it? And we do have some time because after the land uses recommendation is approved by this particular commission, it will go to workshops with the city council and then public hearings. And so there is time for us to develop the nuts and bolts of these particular land uses and how that would translate into zoning along the way. Proposed land uses also include government and schools. These types of developments or do not rapidly change or change function. And so to identify those areas that are not able to become commercial or residential is important in our land use map. It also helps us tell the story of where our service centers are. The existing flume that we have, one, it is called the flume, the future land use map in our documents. And it did have the long strips of commercial, as you can recall, and it pretty much matched whatever the zoning was at the time. And so on the next slide, we're going to go through these overall updates. And on this part, if you'll bear with me, I want to kind of walk through them, and then we can go back and dissect them and see if there's anything that you think you might want to change. So in proposed Section 1, which is the north side of I-14, you can see the huge green space that we have on the northern side. And it's a little bit hard to tell since the image behind is gray, but in our area to the north, which is our annexation area, that would be industrial in nature. There are some water courses in that particular area that do not show up as special flood hazard areas, so they are not green. They do not have floodways. However, they would need to be taken into account. And something to keep in mind for our discussion here in a moment is whether or not you want us to go ahead and show those. I believe there are two flood control dams up in that area. And so we can add those in there should you want us to. And there are some other revisions that we'll see here in the ETJ areas shortly. You can see along VMB that some of the uses have changed. It's not just a strip of bright red commercial, which is B4 and B5. There are some hints of blue, light blue, which is our community center. So we're looking at smaller types of businesses in those particular areas. Many, if you can recall, many of those businesses are already there in those areas. We went through the north side of town and identified those places where we would have the medium density residential, so your duplexes, townhomes, things of that nature is all that yellow color. And the light tan color is your low density residential, so your single family type homes. And you also see on this side of town the appearance of those government lots like we indicated. One of the big changes is going along Indian Trail, and you see the light blue through there. Many of those businesses already qualify as our lower commercial level, and so just filling that in, but leaving space for some of that heavy commercial with pockets of the light blue along the I-14 corridor there. We do have the apartment complex, putting the adjacent lot also as a potential apartment type living along Lookout Drive, that orange color, as another option. And if you'll move to the next slide. Section 2, moving east along the city, just south of I-14. The majority of this area is low density residential. We do have some pockets of the medium density residential. This particular pocket of medium density residential, the large one there off of Indian Trail, between Indian Trail and Warriors Path, that area is one of our infill areas, so there are smaller lots in that particular area as passed through the other ordinance. And then we have the Wildwood addition down there as well with some of the smaller areas that allow for that duplex type housing. Through this area, I was trying to think chunk of any other big changes that we've had is up on the very northeast, yes, corner is the light blue, where we did downgrade that. That particular area originally was high commercial, and we've seen over time that that doesn't lend itself to that in that particular location.
That's the location where there's two buildings now. The Vintage Church was there at one time, which is moved, and then that, excuse me, office building.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Section 3 is moving to the south side of 2410 and encompasses the western portion of the existing city limits. You can see the majority of that is either going to be your low-density residential or your residential estates. We have some of the overlook utilization area in there as well. That's that funky hatch that she's circling right now on the screen. And then our residential estates is the purple. We did change that color because it was very similar to the low-density residential, so that's why you're seeing a color differentiation this time compared to previous versions. The majority of the area within the ETJ to the south there is all the parkland, and so obviously we're not going to be expanding into that particular area. Section 4 is the area along Knight's Way out to the east of the city. A lot of that area is the overlook area, as well as low density residential, and the purple being your residential estate, so your larger lots. The reason too that we went through, if you can recall, and we were looking at that particular area for those larger lots is also because the majority of that is on septic. And as we move forward as a city, we do have the two commercial centers, one there on Warriors Path and the other one at that future projection that K-Tempo has for the connection back to I-14. And again, as a reminder, that little sliver is where Nolanville comes in and touches 2410. Next one. North ETJ, we did go through and add that regional commercial and strips along there. Again, just because we had discussions that we're not quite sure what's going to go up there, and with the way that Colleen and Nolanville are developing around us, it is a great opportunity for us to take advantage of that. Western ETJ, we already discussed when we talked about Section 3. Southern ETJ, we did as well. The Eastern ETJ, we carried on with what we had there in Section 4. A continuation of those residential estates is what we were envisioning heading out that way as we come in contact with Nolanville and Belton ETJs. So here is the overall, and we'll be happy to go back and talk about any particular section. There is a corner that has come up and we've received some verbal public comment on, and that is there near the intersection of Warriors Path and 2410, the case that we had not too long ago, whether or not we wanted to have that as a low density commercial, so the light blue community centers, or if we wanted to continue that yellow through that area. And Wilson, if you could swing back to, I think, go back one, there you go. Is it possible for you to exit out and then zoom up to that particular location? Thank you. No, ma'am. On the PowerPoint.
I'm sorry.
And so when she zooms that up, we'll be able to see that particular intersection. We had talked at one time of continuing the yellow through it. We had talked at one time putting some of the low commercial through there, so the B1 to B3. And the question is, do we want to do that, or do we want to make it a finger like it is over on the east side of that, yes, in that area where we just have it listed as low density residential? Do we want that to be the first low-density residential that continues to be in that location.
As compared to what?
Right now, we have high-density shown through there, and it looks like Knight's Way, we do not... So on the map, it looks like there is a community center strip that comes along. See on my map, it shows blue. So right now on the map, it shows a strip of light blue, B1 to B3, underneath the words Knight's Way that just happened to fall in the wrong space on this map. and so the question is, do we want that to be that community center designation? Do we want it to be yellow, which is your medium density residential, or do we want that entire strip in between the blue and Comanche Gap to be residential?
We have residential there back in there now. The part along the road there, I would think the community deal would be. McDowell.
I don't see why we'd make that one little section residential, the whole street.
McDowell's at, and they're probably never going to sell it anyways.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I know the neighborhood doesn't like it. You have a blue right there.
Yes, and so in your map that you have in your packet, we turned off the names of the roads, and so it does show blue across that first parcel.
And it was residential.
It showed in the future land use map as residential. It was the single pocket of residential, with the rest being B5 commercial or the heavy commercial.
But I think we wanted to stay residential. Did we not last time we talked about this?
So what's on the map shows what's reflected in the minutes of our previous discussions, and that's with that low B1 to B3. The reason that I brought it up was because we have been receiving some comments, and I just want to make sure that we are considering all of our options, and I'm being transparent with what we're hearing from the residents.
I said community. Yeah. Because if Indian Trail is going to be a hub where it meets there, I don't see how we could put residents there, because that's going to fall within the hub or within.
Plus, once that road gets figured out, and there'll be a stoplight there.
Warriors Path is the plan.
They want to stop, like you've all talked about. That would be awkward for even apartments or something like that.
Okay. So with that, was there anything else that you saw that maybe we missed, or you wanted to change, or you had questions about?
All the frontal facing houses on 2410 closer to Holland Oaks. In the future, the ones that face the road could be commercial.
That is the discussion that was had, and if you up in section one, yes, can you zoom in that area?
Right now, there's a home for sale right now.
Yes.
It's residential, but I could see it as commercial.
So we have one parcel that I know of that would have, because it faces 2410, and it would be able to be considered commercial, but on either side of it, we would have residential because they face the side ones. So that's a kind of, you know, cart before the horse. What do we do in this area? So,
whatever happened to the one that we approved, the conditional use permit, did anything ever go in there?
It's going
to. It's for sale.
The Rockwood?
The old Connell's house.
Yeah, they're working on it right now. It's going to be a real estate place or something, right? Insurance?
So we haven't been approved it that long ago, because you have to remember, council doesn't approve it till 2 weeks later, so then by the time they close, we don't get permits. And
yeah,
so we...
Yeah, but this has been...
We approved that. I'm talking about the one at the end where it had the empty lot next to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 So that one is...
The council had approved it, and then they talked about maybe for medical or dental or something like that.
I think they put a CUP for like...
For certain specific things,
yeah. Yeah, B2 alone. I agree with you.
Exactly.
So we don't have a finished product yet for that. As far as permitting go, land disturbance has been approved and is still in the permitting process. But things don't necessarily go very quickly, just depending on the development. So we do have several developments through there that have CUPs, and those are reflected in the blue, the light blue there on your map, as well as ones that have been approved that maybe haven't been constructed yet.
But I think on that one you're talking about that's still in the, I guess it's gray.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to keep it that way, but we can always change it if we need to.
Yes.
That area that we're talking about isn't that far from that thing we talked about on Evergreen tonight that we took a lot of time on. I mean, that's the older part, both older buildings, older. Anyway.
They'll be here for that.
Question on the map, on some of the other maps that you showed, there's a light colored circle around some of the red and the green. What is that light colored circle?
Medium disc.
The yellow?
The yellow.
The blue?
No, like here. See, there's a light circle around here, and there's a circle around the green.
That's commercial, that's a center.
No, but what's the circle around it? That's what I've...
The yellow should be medium disc.
The yellow is... Are you...
Go on further out to 20, yeah, well, this one right here, there's a yellowish circle around the red. I just...
Yes. So that is your medium density residential, so it allows for like the townhomes and duplexes to kind of break up between the residential and the commercial.
Thank you.
And just for the record, we did discuss having that as a different option versus just the strips. So then that way we have some more centroids, and it's not necessarily tied into those parcels, but saying in this general vicinity, this is what we would like to see.
I know when we were talking about that one item on what I call the sunshed, you had mentioned something about looking at B&B or MAID living quarters and so forth. Would that just be part of the bylaws of the R1, or do you have to actually come up with a new zoning for that?
So those particular ones would be a different type of zoning or regulatory classification that we would have to look at. And at that time, we would decide if we made it where it could happen in certain zonings or not, and make that a use that could be allowed inside certain zonings or not.
Tax or a hotel tax or whatever?
So we're kind of getting in the weeds.
I know, but we're...
So, but in general, all of that would be covered in that type of zoning. And so...
How would we even know that they're doing that? I mean...
Well, those particular requirements we'll bring back to you, how that occurs and how other cities are doing it. And that's how we'll approach all of these ordinances that we talked about for like the overlook area usage. We would need to develop a zoning for that.
So right now we don't need to do anything with this?
Not in regards to that. Right now it is the general land uses.
I just didn't want to miss it.
So this is a proposal that's going to go through the public hearings and the council.
Mm-hmm. Correct,
and
sir.
And let's say it's adopted at the end of the year, just arbitrarily saying that. That replaces the 2007 one?
That is correct. And
so
any amendments that we've made along the way, because
okay,
there have been a few.
Because maybe something, you know, things change,
mm-hmm.
and we need to take out one of the red circles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That can be done. I mean, it doesn't lock it in. I've forgotten about the amendments.
Right.
14 years is quite wild.
It is. And so there are a few amendments that we have in record. And technically speaking, every time someone comes in and we approve a zoning that's not in line with the land use map, we're supposed to formally adopt an amendment to the land use map. And so from this point forward, we will be doing that.
We never did that before?
So there were a few in the record.
No, but you have mentioned that before, that it's not in accordance with the land use map. you specifically brought that out.
That is correct. That is correct. So, so now we'll have two, and we'll have a track of these particular items. So you'll start to see A, B items. So the A1 would be to consider a zoning, and the B1 would be to amend the map accordingly. And then we wouldn't need the B1 if you did, didn't approve the A.
There shouldn't be many of those, because otherwise that, that invalidates the map. I mean,
yes, sir.
And then what, you, spot zoning.
Correct.
We'll shoot for December.
No, I just threw that out. That, I just...
Our,
no,
could
no,
actually,
the new flume, we're
yes,
for
we've dated this to 2021. We do have, we are trying to present it to council and have those public hearings in order for an adoption prior to the end of the year. So that way we roll it out with all of our new building codes, and everything's new. Everybody's getting the same packet of information.
This looks good. I think the map man back there is doing a good job on the map.
Wow.
Don't put your hands up. You do a good job.
An excellent job.
Okay, so with that, I guess what we're looking for is we do have to have a formal recommendation from this body. If you're comfortable with it, in order to pass it along to the City Council at this time, then staff is seeking a motion to do so. If not, we can bring it back to you next month.
I think we're in position to give you that, maybe. We'll have to see here.
So this one is a public hearing,
yeah.
Larry.
Yeah, so here we go. Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
any
sorry.
Any questions for Ms. Ramirez, guys? Any girl?
Nope.
All right, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience want to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? No, there's not. I'm going to close the public hearing. Now it's back to, I have a motion. Who would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Commissioner McCann, thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Carey will second.
Quite the team over there.
We are, I'm telling you. Give us
thank
the
you,
hard
Commissioner
stuff.
Commissioner Carey, yeah. All right, any discussion, commissioners? Hey, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson says approval.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Commissioner Webster.
Commissioner Webster, approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Commissioner Schein, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Carey.
Commissioner Carey, approve.
Thank you.
That passes 6-0. All right.
I gotta say, your position's been spot on.
I tell you what, my clock did, but see, when I look at it, I can't see.
I think it's a glare.
Yeah.
16.5
after your position on the
I know, I was on top of that tonight, man. I wrote down the side, how many people, so I could reference that. Okay, under agenda item 8, there is new business. No cases submitted for new business. Next item are reports from P&Z commissioners. Alternates, are there any commissioners or alternate members who wish to speak? All right. Are there any staff comments? It's a tricky one here always. Always tricky.
Briefly. We will have one vacancy on the P&Z coming up. So if you know of anybody who wants to become a P&Z member, please invite them to apply. We're accepting applications now, as well as for our alternate members. We also have other vacancies on Zoning Board of Adjustments and the Building Standards Commission. So if you know anybody for those as well, please let us know. Encourage them to apply.
Have you received any for P&Z?
Have we what?
Have you received any?
No, we have not received any applications that I'm aware of.
Who's leading the fight?
Yeah.
Albus.
Albus Alton.
Is it Webster? Mr. Webster, I believe you term out.
When do I term out?
January 1.
I'm terminated.
Your legacy will live on.
At least you know what date.
You can come back as on a different committee. Zoning Board of Adjustments.
CBA, because now he knows.
Yes.
All right. With nothing further here, well, I'll say, well, I appreciate everybody being here tonight and working through everything, especially the alternates. Everybody did a great job. The staff, too. Without hearing nothing further, we are adjourning this regular meeting of P&Z at my cheat here, at 8:16 PM.